Shalom to all. Today we're learning Zechas Makas Per Gimel Mishnah Yoda Mishnah Yoda Aleph. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel Shishi B'zecher Find Receiving Call Gun Big Kar of Mamish. And Mishnah tells us Kama Malkan Osai. How many Malkas does a person get? And the answer is Arbaim Chaser Achas 40 minus 1, meaning 39. Where do we get this number from? Shemar Kaz Pasuk says B'mispar Arbaim a count of 40, and that tells us Minyan Shu Samach L'Arbaim. It's a count that's right next to 40, meaning as you're counting numbers, you give this person that number of Makas that the next number you're going to say is 40, which means he gets 39 makas. However, Rabbi Yehuda takes the pasuk literally, and therefore he says arbaim shleimus ulaika. A person gets 40 full makas. And vehechon ulaika hayisera. Where does he get the extra maka bank safe of between his shoulders? What does this mean, the extra maka? So as we're going to see in the very next mishnah, a person's able to get the number of makas that are divisible by 3, and that's because a third of them he struck on his chest, and the other 2/3 he struck on his back. 1/3 on one shoulder, 1/3 on the other shoulder. 39 makas is divisible by 3. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, where he gets 40 makas, where's that extra maka given? And that's why the mishnah says in between his shoulder blades, and is based off of Pasuk and Navi. So now moving right into Mishnah Yud Aleph, we learn this halacha, Ein Oim Dinoi Say El Makas Ruiz L'Shtalish. We only evaluate him, we estimate how many makas he could get by a number that's divisible by 3. For example, Amadul Kabal Arbaim, let's say they estimated, okay, he could get all 39 makas, and that's divisible by 3. And then Laka Miktas, he got some of them. Vamru then Bezin said, She'en Yachal Kabal Arbaim, he can't receive all 39. He's too weak, and he's not going to survive to tell the tale. Potter, he's potter from receiving any more, even if the amount that he received up until now is not divisible by 3. Furthermore, let's say Amdullah Kabul Shemad Esrei, they evaluated he could receive 18 makas, and that's divisible by 3. And Mishalaka, after he got struck all 18, Amru, they said, Shiachul Kabul Arbaim, that he actually could get 39. Potter is still Potter, because he got based off of their original valuation, and that's it. One more din, Avar Aver Shiash Bashnei Lavin, let's say he did an Aver that has 2 Lavin, so he technically is Chayav 2 sets of makas, Amadu Amid Echad, if they evaluated one valuation, they said that he can get 42 makas, like it Upotter, he gets makas and then he's Potter, and that's for both lavin, because 42 makas covers 39 from one lav and 3 from the other lav. This is all divisible by 3, and so now he's pater. But vim lav, if not, if they evaluated, he's only able to receive 39, let's say, or any number less than that. So then, like it, he gets malchus, but that's only for lav number 1. Umisrape, then he gets healed, v'chazru like it, and then he gets malchus again for the second thing that he did wrong. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Yud Beis and Yud Gimel, continue to discuss malchus. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.